Welcome back to another episode of Wedding Day Match. Today we're talking pre-wedding skin treatments and then more particularly summer treatments for your skin. We are very excited about this one because it gives you expert advice from a real pro. It's no surprise that you want to look your absolute best on your wedding day. We get it, we really do. You've got the attire, the accessories, the hair, and makeup planned. But what about your skin? Getting that glow from dewy, smooth skin is important too. There are ways to go about that so you don't damage your skin or create beauty blunders before your big day. And we got all the details from the skincare expert, acne specialist, and licensed esthetician we all know and love, Jessica Clark Higgins, owner of Just Skin Den. And as promised, first, we're talking the ideal pre-wedding treatment timeline because timing is key to everything, especially when it comes to wedding planning. So you want to make sure you do these treatments far enough out to avoid issues, but you have no idea if the date you've picked is too far out, do you? Well, Jess suggests a trial run of the treatment you want 4 to 6 weeks ahead of your wedding day. For more specific skin goals like pigmentation correction, acne, or acne scars, Jess explains, I would get on a routine and treatment plan about 6 to 12 months before the wedding, depending on your engagement timeline. It takes about 3 months for products to work and for more intense treatments, usually 3 sessions. With that in mind, 3 months would be the bare minimum to begin something new. And as far as her last words of wisdom regarding timing, Jess notes, don't change anything the month of your wedding. Stick with your routine and treatments to avoid any unexpected breakouts or reactions. Simplicity and ease are two words that come to mind when it comes to products and self-care routines. These are words Jess likes too. In fact, she says your morning and evening routine should be cleanse, treat, protect. A gentle cleanser is a great starting place. Unless you get oily throughout the day, then go for something balancing. Oilier skin can also include a toner, but that's a bonus product, Jess tells us. Treatment can focus on antioxidants. And if you have pigment issues, then go for something brightening. And if you have a vitamin C serum you love, this is where you'd use that. In the protect step, sunscreen is key. Here, our expert recommends a minimum of at least 30 SPF. Now, in terms of professional treatments, estheticians and dermatologists offer a wide variety of treatments that can make deciding which you're most interested in or most need quite intimidating and stressful, feelings no one needs during their wedding planning process. Of course, Jess has advice on professional treatments for us to consider. Estheticians are a great go-to for receiving dermaplane and Jynneo oxygenating facial treatments. She loves dermaplane treatments for most skin types unless you have active acne. This procedure removes the top layer of your epidermis, taking your peach fuzz with it. This helps for products to be better absorbed, resulting in a lasting glow, she says. Meanwhile, a Jynneo oxygenating facial is great for pre-events. Jess explains, the facial machine generates the Bohr effect, which sends a surge of oxygen to the skin's surface and gives an incredible glow for about 2 weeks. And she loves to include a dermaplane in this treatment for her brides to prep their skin for a day of makeup that will last. Like estheticians, dermatologists can offer microneedling, a procedure best for anyone with scarring, fine lines, or pigmentation including melasma, according to Jess. Since deep chemical peels are all the rage these days, we couldn't not ask her about these. And true to her dedication to be all about the skin, she gave us some insight on these that might just surprise you. And it's so big, I'm actually going to quote her here. She says, I will be completely honest. I don't personally perform or necessarily endorse deep chemical peels. There is too much room for error on the patient side and the downtime is pretty extreme. I have found that microneedling gives similar results. I do perform very light chemical peels for acne clients. This will promote cellular turnover to help to clear out pores and helps to soften the skin so I can perform safe and effective extractions. End quote. So, to us, it sounds like microneedling might just be the way to go. But what is it and what should you know about it? Microneedling or collagen induction therapy uses a small tool, or a pen, that Jess explains creates micro wounds in the skin. Meanwhile, new collagen is coming to the surface and filling in fine lines or scars, lightening pigmentation, and providing overall refreshed skin. You might be wondering when this should be scheduled and whether you can get by with one session or will need more. Her advice, best results are seen in a series of 3 sessions done about 4 weeks apart, so doing this 3 months before your wedding is great. She further suggests she would allow for 24 hours of complete downtime and expect slight redness after that for about 3 days. The last treatment should be done about a week out from the wedding. And now that we're heading into summer, let's talk summer skincare treatments. Because while it's fun to hang in the sun on long summer days, it can have an impact on your skin. And Jess has plenty of excellent advice, so let's jump right in. Summer skin is often dry, cracked, or sunburned. There's no question of that. Indeed, skin types vary. but these are common occurrences in the summer even for those of us with combination or oily skin. So what does Jess say about facial treatments? She tells us, don't get a facial treatment at all because that skin is especially sensitive. And if you are peeling from a sunburn, you could end up with hypopigmentation or white spots, which are very hard to reverse. Or go and get a very gentle facial with hydrating products and a little manipulation from an esthetician. But again, skin types vary, so you might be wondering what she recommends if you're more oily, even during the summer months, and not so much sunburned or dry and cracked. Luckily, Jess has you covered. Her advice for those with more oily skin: change your routine slightly. Add in a toner that has some salicylic acid or willow bark. Use it 2 to 3 times a week in the morning to start. Try using a more gel-based moisturizer. And for those of you wondering about LED blue light treatments, she explains, blue light is great, but anything you do at home you must be consistent with. If you do it once a week, you won't see the kind of results that are noticeable. In fact, she suggests trying to use it every day or night for about 5 minutes. Blue light helps with oil production and to kill bacteria that causes breakouts. Now, let's talk self-care skin treatments at home. Interestingly, Jess makes it no secret. She is all for at-home treatments and recommends them. She likes to say to do it 1 to 2 times a week, depending on what else you use at home. Do it on a day where you are not using anything else exfoliating. For oily skin types, she says, get something clay-based and use it once a week because it can be drying. For dry skin types, get a sleeping mask that you could use every night over your moisturizer if you wanted. On to the topic of removing makeup and debris from the skin. Here, Jess says the best way to remove dirt or makeup from skin is to double cleanse. She likes to start with an oil, rinse it off, then use a traditional cleanser, and she notes the key is to use a white towel. That way you can see if all of the dirt's gone from your skin. And finally, Jess talks the most sought-after goal for skin in the summer, hydration. She says, truly, the best way to hydrate is from the inside out. Focus on drinking plenty of water and getting electrolytes. She also loves sleeping with a humidifier. Lastly, if you use a hydrating serum, remember to put that on your skin first before a moisturizer, so that your skin can truly absorb it. Oh, and a word for brides with sensitive skin concerns. Jess reminds you to make sure you are using as much sunscreen as possible and icing your face at home. Stick to a moisturizer with aloe in it. And hold off on invasive and office treatments. Well, that about covers it, so hopefully you enjoyed this episode of Wedding Day Match. And if you did, please give us 5 stars, leave us a review, and make sure you're subscribed. And thank you so much for tuning in. If you want more fashion, beauty, or planning tips and advice, make sure to go to WeddingDayMatch.com, where we have more expert advice, real wedding stories, and our magazine, Celebrate Weddings. Don't forget to tune in to our next episode next Tuesday. Kisses and talk soon.